we get a quick sweep? Hi, this is Ben Vereen on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your animals.
What?
Remember to spay and neuter your animals.
And who?
Animal Radio. Hi, Ben Vereen.
Ben. I can't get that last word. Spay what with your animals?
Spay or neuter.
Spayed and neuter.
Yeah, spay or neuter. Actually, spay is for females and neuter is for males, so you'll say...
That's right. I couldn't understand. It sounded like something else. Okay, this is Ben Vereen.
Okay.
This is Ben Vereen on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your animal for a healthier and longer life.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
In just a few minutes, we're going to find out how parrots are being used to help veterans with PTSD.
The birds, huh? Birds
yeah.
are helping them, huh?
Really, it's a thing, believe
wow.
it or not.
That's great. Not everyone's a dog person.
I know. Yeah. But birds? Who would have thought? Right?
That's surprising.
Details on the way in just a few minutes. What are you working on for the bottom of this hour, Miss Brooks?
Keeping my dogs under control. But also, sometimes there are genetic abnormalities that happen in life. And when, you know, we get like albinos, wild animals like the albino moose and deer and stuff that are out there, it's just such an amazing thing. But sometimes they end up as, you know, like hunted animals because everybody wants to capture them. But we've found one little crusty creature that because he was an unusual color, it saved his life.
Huh, that's on the way. Let's go to the phones. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android, just like Gary did. Gary listening in Guam, Agana, Guam, listening on The Point. Thank you. Hey, Audrey, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you today?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, lovely Tucson, Arizona. You're on with Dr. Debbie.
Hi there.
I have probably a silly question. I have been told that the smaller parrots have a mentality of about a 2-year-old and the larger ones of about a 5-year-old. Well, I go out of town on private on Saturday, and I usually take my son Conyer, small parrot, with me. And if I don't take her on Saturday, well, when I come home, she screams at me, and it's different than through the week. I work night, so I'm there in the daytime, but occasionally I work in the daytime also through the week. And when I come home, if I work in the daytime through the week, she's just thrilled to see me and want to kiss me, and she's all excited. But on Saturday, it's like she's mad at me and screams at me. Is it possible that she knows? Now, of course, she doesn't know it's Saturday, but is it possible that she knows at so many days or whatever that she goes with me, and if I don't take her, she's mad at me?
No, I want to clarify. She's mad. She's behaving this way before you leave her, or after a span of time when you've not been with her?
Oh, when I come home on Saturday afternoon, if I'm not able to take her with me,
okay.
When I drive about 300 miles.
Okay. Well, you know, birds, and this will get a little sticky here, this conversation, because there's a lot of people that would argue that animals have the same feelings we do. But I would say that for definite, what she's doing is she has a pattern of learned behavior, and she may not know it's Saturday, but she knows that she's not as happy when you're not with her and she's not with you. So she may demonstrate some of that. You know, I don't know if I could call it pouting or, you know, those type of human words. But, you know, if she doesn't have the same social stimulation, she doesn't have the same activity or mental stimulation, you know, she might be acting funny. And, you know, does she have feelings? Is she telling you that she's ticked off? That is the argument that animal behaviorists, pet owners would probably bonk heads on, because you ask any pet owner and they'll say that their pet feels, you know, the same feelings that we do. And I'd have to agree on that to some point. But the big question is, does she really understand what she's doing and trying to get even with you? I don't know about that. That's a tough call.
Well, she doesn't actually talk, even though she's capable of it. But I understand her body language quite well. And I can even tell people what she wants. And then when she does it, they are amazed. How'd you do that? Well, I understand her body language and what she's wanting.
Absolutely. And, it's just like a mom and their, you know, infant child. You kind of learn what kind of triggers there are. And, you know, to some degree, I think she's probably working you, just to make you feel bad. But, you know, the humans in the household have to set the pattern of behavior and the rules. And, you know, that's why that, we are the humans.
Well, someone said I have a perpetual 2-year-old for 30 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Most animals are that way. That's what the way we look at our dog, who's pretty smart, almost a two-year-old level, and that's like an 18-year commitment that we've made to
it.
So join us. But the birds, actually, they last, they live for years and years and years and years and years. How long do parrots live?
Well, a lot of parrots will live, you know, 70, 80 years. Sun conures are a smaller parrot. And if anyone doesn't know what they look like, they're gorgeous little. They look like basically a sunrise, a lovely orange color with lots of vibrant vibrant yellows and so forth. So very wonderful little birds.
She has navy blue, hunter green, and then the lots of yellow and orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been above her when she's flown, and it's gorgeous to see those colors blend together as she flies.
Oh, she sounds like an absolutely lovely parrot there. Please give her a big old kiss. If you do that with parrots, I know that, I knew you with dogs and everything, but if you do that, give a big old kiss from all of us here at Animal Radio, okay?
When I walk home, she'll kiss and kiss and kiss me when I go home.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Thanks for calling today, Audrey.
Thank you.
Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear Free Pets, taking the pet out of petrified. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This is Greg Biffle on Animal Radio, and remember to spay to neuter your pets.